And welcome to another edition of the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. I'm your host, Dougie Almeida, and today I am joined by two fellow comedians and friends, Mr. Kojo Prince and Tyler Smith. What's up, fellas?
Hey, good to be here, man. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. And you know what? You usually like to start the show with when the last time we saw each other. And Tyler, last time you and I saw each other was at the NoHo Comedy Festival in North Hollywood at the Ha Ha Comedy Club, which was sponsored by multiple dispensaries. And I had some of the greatest edibles I've ever eaten.
Oh, no, you froze. You had some of the greatest edibles?
Yeah, and I don't know if you remember, there were the Rice Krispies or the Frosty Pebbles brick. Somebody got me one of those, and it was great.
Dude, those California edibles are no joke. They don't have, like, up here in Washington, they have more regulations on them. But in California, they're just like fucking go nuts. Whatever you can put in this fucking cereal bar, putting in there.
The worst part is, like, I did your dope show, which we're going to talk about today.
Right.
Kojo, have you ever done the dope show or a dope show or the dope show, I should say?
Yes, because I'm black, right? No, I haven't done a dope show. Never been in jail. I didn't ask fat white women, but yeah, but never did a dope show.
Yeah, I didn't ask you if you brought the weed to the dope show for us in dime bags. I just, you know, but the dope show is great. So you get to do about 7 or 10 minutes up front.
Yeah.
And then you're given this joint that is killer, and you go outside and you smoke it, and then you come back and you do like another 5 or 7 minutes, high as shit. And I was high as shit.
Yeah,
I was high as shit because not only did I smoke my joint and come back, when I was coming back in, Trix was walking out. Comedian Trix was walking out. And he goes, "Hey, you want to smoke this with me?" I said, "Sure."
So I double up. Why not, man?
I came back in. I'm like, "Oh, I need my notes. I forgot my act." So it was crazy. So that was the last time we saw each other. And I think, Kojo, the last time we saw each other was at the World Series of Comedy main event. That was in St. Louis or whatever that town was.
Yeah, yes, that's right. Yes. Ooh, that's, tell you, that's, I'm, again, I'm naive. I'm not, no shame to that. I'm thinking, yeah, Missouri, let's go hang out and party. No, certain parts of Missouri are bad as hell. I was timing the train from my hotel room so I can catch the train and not wait on the platform to get robbed or mugged. That's, if you go to Missouri, watch out for St. Louis. Trust me.
Oh, yeah. That happens to me sometimes. I'll be doing certain gigs. People are like, "Why don't you? You're going to go out? There's a great hot dog place." And there's a. I'm like, "I'm not going to go out. I'm staying in my condo. You know, comedy condo." The dope show. Let's let our listeners and watchers and viewers tell us a little about this, because I think it's a great idea. Sometimes as an individual comic, we have a hard time getting booked. You know, either a headliner brings you along and has you open for them, or you. Mm-hmm. You just bust your ass like I'm doing and trying to get in every club you possibly can. But one great way of doing it is coming up with a great idea, a theme show in a sense, and booking it at major clubs, clubs around the country on their off nights that'll let you, even their main nights, right?
Yeah. We're monthly at Tacoma on Saturday now, which is really nice. It's the 4 p.m., 4:20 p.m. Showcase, but a little matinee comedy, but it's a great time slot for the dope show. It just kind of works perfectly. But yeah, it's a great gimmick, man. It's been going strong for like 6 years now. I'm proud of it.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
Obviously the pandemic didn't help for a little while there, especially in your part of the woods, which I want to talk about, which, you know, somebody asked me recently, like, "Are you coming to Seattle again?" I'm like, "I don't know. I don't know if I'm ever coming." I mean, a lot of clubs closed up there, right?
Yeah, we lost a club in Seattle. The Comedy Underground's not coming back. But we got like a few like little things that popped up. But the big clubs are Tacoma Comedy Club and Spokane Comedy Club, and those guys are still going strong. So we're back up. We're at full capacity, so things are starting to move back to where they were. It's almost like a familiar scene. But once we get the Canadian border open up, that's when I go strong again.
Oh, that'll be, yeah, definitely. Really? Right.
Yeah, so Canada, they legalized all of marijuana, so I had the show in like almost every province up there, or every territory, whatever you want to call it. And then like all of that like got fixed and was like set for 2020. And then as soon as the pandemic hit, like all my shows were booked April. I had like this huge 420 on 420 tour. It was going to be crazy. And then just one by one, all shut down. I'll take it away. Like, all right, well, we'll just push it back a couple months, see how that works. Then now, all right, it's been about a year and a half and we're still kind of waiting.
Right.
Yeah, that was what the government told us then, right? Just whatever, 20 days to let it calm down, and here we are. And our current president said, I'm going to vanquish the virus, and here we are.
Oh, no, my wife's a doctor, so she was hearing things that the general public wasn't hearing. So I was going and telling friends, like, no, don't be fooled. They're going to do this to you. They're going to shut you down in about another 4 weeks. So, that's not going to happen. All right, no problem.
I had no idea, man. I thought it was going to be a couple weeks. Like, I bought some really expensive things. I'm like, I'm going in hard. And then, yeah, that was a huge kick in the dick once everything got taken away.
No doubt. I have a tour that I put together called the Ebony and Olive Comedy Tour. I'm the Olive.
I would have guessed.
Yeah, and it's a great way to bring, men of color or people of color on with Italians or Hispanics, in a sense, mix up that thing. And so we were trying to work that out before a lot of this happened on off nights. But it's a great idea. It's one thing coming up with a great idea. It's another thing to be able to work it. Like a good friend of mine who has the Dope City Comedy Tour, right? Tim Hanlon, Matt Ballack. They used to have the Fresh, Drunk, and Stone Tour until that kind of dissipated into the two of those guys. But those guys are hitting every major club on the off nights, and I guess it's also helpful too if the clubs of that size give you their email list.
My god, that's gold. That's like that's your career change.
Maybe I should be asking for the email list. I do all my own advertising, so one of the big secrets, or at least a big secret to my success, is my day job was in marketing. So I was a marketing director for a cannabis company, and I was like, well, I could probably do a lot of this shit on my own. So I just know how to market a good show, and I know like what, how to set up ads, and it's just been like a 1-2.
Let me ask you, do you want to be part of the Ebony and Olive Comedy Tour?
I can give you some tips if you guys need some tips on how to set up your ads.
Yeah, man, that's, me and my buddy Chris Priester, who started it, we were like, we're two funny dudes, right? We have other funny friends, but it's that aspect, which is the biggest piece of that, is getting people to the show. Otherwise, right. And that's what the guys did at Dope City and all to them. That's what they did. They, they packed it out. So when you get that much following, I guess, the clubs are going to say, hey, go ahead and
let's do the same.
We'll let you use our list and stuff, which is huge.
Yeah. I'm definitely, I feel the love from the clubs because they definitely help out with filling out those rooms. They have especially the clubs up here. I don't know about your guys' home comedy clubs, but they have a really great policy they have here where they have this thing where if you sell merch, they give two free tickets to whoever buys the merch. So they hand out tickets to people who are supporting shows, and then you also get like a bump for every comp ticket or whatever. So it's like, it's a pretty good policy, and it's just a great way to market things. And it's just they got a good following there. So, and the clubs are set up so great that it's like the audience already trusts that whatever show is happening at the club is going to be a good one.
Absolutely. That's good to do. And they'll come and see it because, not every time does somebody go to a comedy club because the headliner. Or the marquee name, right?
Right.
Sometimes there's certain clubs I've gone to that these people just come every week. They just come all the time.
Mm-hmm.
They don't care who the hell's there. They just know that the club's going to bring in some good talent.
Exactly. They just have a good reputation, and it just benefits everybody that's part of it.
There you go. We did bring up the. You mentioned your wife is a doctor.
Yes.
What area of medicine is she in?
ER. So ER? She was like ER doctor.
Oh, an ER emergency room.
Emergency room doctor. Yeah. So she was like the front line and heard a lot of things before a lot of the general public. Right. So I had kind of like a way of preparing, and kind of get my head ready for what was going to come.
Did you guys have stored food? Did you like store up on food? Like,
no, it wasn't that. See, it wasn't that. It wasn't like that.
It wasn't like that.
It wasn't like that. We.
You're just like, no, I'm not going to book a couple shows.
I tried to. I mean, like right when I finally got signed on a cruise ship, and the guy was like, don't worry about it. It's going to be okay. My wife is like, don't you go on that ship. I'm going to quarantine you. That's where it's coming from. I'm like, you're okay. He's like, nope. And the second I was considering to doing it, he said, don't even bother. The cruise ship's shut me down. We're done. Yeah. And I knew, I'm going to be back in about a couple of months. And I'm looking at my wife. I'm like, I knew it was going to be past December. At that point in April, when it first hit, I knew it was going to go well into Christmas. That we're going to be still dealing with it.
Yeah, there are some comics I've seen, my comic friends who work the ships are back on them. They got a few ships going out. And I just never liked, I mean, my wife loves cruises. I just don't care to be in a cruise. You know what I mean? I don't really never been a big cruise guy. We were supposed to go on an Alaska cruise the summer of the pandemic and for our anniversary and stuff, wedding anniversary, but that was kiboshed.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of that, do you trust the government at this point? Do you guys really think that, they're letting us know? Like, let's just stick with that. Do you guys trust the government?
No, I've never trusted the government.
It's going to sound, it's almost kind of biased. I trust them because I got somewhat of an inside track to what they're really doing. And when they were saying, don't worry, we're just going to see how this pandemic goes and everything, then they go back to the doctors and go back to the hospitals like, look, listen, we're going to shut this motherfucker down, okay? You're telling the general public everything is going to be okay, but believe me, in about a couple of weeks, we're going to shut this place down. General public doesn't know this, but the people who I guess need to know, notice ahead of time. So I kind of trust them in a way I don't. It's like, it's hard to me because when it comes to being vaccinated, you don't really know what's in it. Let's be honest. Unless you're the one cooking it up, you don't know what's in it. You just got to go with it and hope like, is it a great hot dog? Great. I'm not going to ask what's in it. And chomp, chomp, you know?
Well, have you guys been vaccinated?
Oh, it was mandatory for her. I'm sorry. Let me say this again. It was suggested.
Yeah. Yeah, the medical organization.
For her to be vaccinated.
But are you vaccinated?
Yes, I am. No, I got forced. I mean, I'm not saying I wouldn't have done it normally, but she was like, no, if I'm going to get vaccinated, everybody else is going to get vaccinated. And I don't know.
Did you always scratch like that before you got the vaccination?
I didn't have a lot of aches and pains before I got vaccinated. I'm going to tell you the truth. Every aches and pain that I can't shake now, I'm still thinking, did it really mess me up like this? Because now my leg hurts. I got this all kinds of issues with. I got this weird stuff happening to my leg. I can't feel my left leg. I don't know, man. It's weird. I'm not even joking. I'm serious.
Could be just sitting around for a year and a half.
Exactly. It could be.
Sitting in a fucking reclining chair.
Yeah, you know. I'm a stay-at-home dad, so I pee sitting down anyway. So, you know.
I got vaccinated too. I didn't get any consequences from it. I did get like my shoulder hurt, but I only think it hurt because like I got it done by like a grocery store worker. And it was bleeding, man. Like I've never bled so much from a shot. I'm like, I don't think I'm supposed to bleed from this thing. So I had a sore arm, but I'm almost positive it was because she like messed up. I don't know how you mess up with a shot, but she messed it up.
Well, you can mess it up if it's supposed to be intramuscular. And you know what? And you know, it's funny. Hold on, I'll get your shot in a minute after I bag Mrs. Jones's groceries.
Pretty much.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah.
Would you help out to your car with this? You know.
Yeah. No, it's not. I just don't. Like I said, it should be our choice, right? Like people on Facebook going crazy. Oh, you vaccinated? And our current president saying it's the unvaccinated. They're killing people. I'm like, look, I didn't get vaccinated simply because I've had COVID. So you know, my doctor advice, not some person on Facebook who just got fired from Uber. You know, I'm listening. You know, I'm listening to my doctor. My doctor says, "Look, you have COVID. You had it. You know, you're fine. You know what I mean? You have your natural
antibodies are going to fight
it off. You know, so I wouldn't worry about it for now. If I was you, and you know, it's not like I don't trust the vaccine, but I don't like. In other words, the vaccines that they're using now are not like the polio vaccine. They're not like those other vaccines that people keep talking about that were mandated. for certain things vanquish the virus. They actually get rid of the virus. This fucking vaccine they're using for COVID does not vanquish the virus. You know, it just kind of, now we're finding out that it only lasts 6 or 8 months at times.
Yeah. You know, and we're going to get a booster.
Yeah.
And we're going to booster today to help along with it. The only issue that I have with it is like, don't look down upon those who don't want it as much as don't look down upon those who do, because people are dying from it.
Right.
People are dying from it. I'm quite sure, Dougie, that you can look on Facebook and see some of your friends, like community friends, their mother just died, friend just died. So it's real. But I'm not going to force you to take the vaccine. That's your choice, man. That's what you want to do. I'm going to take care of myself any way I want to. You don't, that's on you.
Yeah. And, you know, and as for, you know, the argument always goes, look, if you're vaccinated, you should not be worried about me not being vaccinated. If the reason you want me to get vaccinated is so I don't get you sick, you know, then guess what? Then just get the fucking vaccination.
You stay away. You know, stay away from me. You know?
Yeah. And don't argue with me. You know, people, you should fucking be vaccinated. Get the fuck out of my face. I'm going to cough on you, bitch. You know what I mean? It's crazy. Now that, you know, the thing that we're talking about now are the mandates. You know, because Biden came out the other day and said, look, employees of 100 or more are going to have to, those employees are going to have to get vaccinated, which is a bit of an infringement on your person. Like, in other words, it's coming into question and the Supreme Court's going to rule on it. You guys already had it, so you don't care. But that's the kind of shit that I don't like when, you know, it's almost like somebody's trying to sell you Amway. You know what I mean? Like,
right. You
know, you have to take it. You have to. No, I don't have to fucking take it. You know, if I want to, I can. I personally, even if I didn't have it, if I didn't want to take the vaccine, then I would stay home, you know, and I'd be careful. You know what I mean? If I was going to be that way. Now, the person who's an asshole is the person who doesn't get vaccinated and goes around coughing and drinking and beer. You know what I mean? Just partying all the time. And then who the fuck knows? But, you know, but if you're personally responsible, I don't think it's a good idea. Be mandating people to fucking take it, because even, you know, our liar in chief now. I don't care. You guys are a fucking Republican or Democrat, but
you know. Like, what type of podcast did I get on? You guys don't broadcast this in Seattle, do you?
You could just make sure you just say no to everything I say. Well, you know, it's funny. I won't mention the person's name, but there was a somebody in the comedy scene in that area. Who just opened up their own club and unfriended me over a political post. And this is a person that was having some personal trauma and trouble. And I responded to the person because I met them like, hey, dude, you know, and gave my own little advice and shit and support. And then the fucking person didn't like my political post and unfriended me.
Oh, God.
I'm like, you know, what can we all, you know, can we all just fucking deal with it? I mean, now, yeah. let me ask, how is life in that part of the country? Because, you know, we see the news and,
it's pretty crazy here. Like, there's definitely people in Seattle who are, like, you know, outdoor jogging with a mask on. And then we have, like, the complete opposite just a couple hours away where it's just, like, the coronavirus. You wouldn't even know the coronavirus existed 2 hours out of Seattle. So it's just, like...
in Florida.
Yeah, right? So it's just... It's a whole spectrum of political belief, but... I feel like it's good for me because I get exposed to both extreme sides, and I just, like, I see them. And I think both sides are so crazy. With, like, the further you get from the middle, the crazier you seem to me. So it's just like, I just kind of stay the course, try not to select a tribe, and just kind of hear out each issue as it comes along, you know?
Yeah, that's the way it should be. You know, I mean, the people on the fringes. You know, we recognize them as being complete fucking loons. And, you know, and then in the middle, hopefully there's more and more people now watching that going, oh, I'm going to be a little more in the middle now. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Let's hope that happens. Actually, matter of fact, the CDC reports that the top three vaccines in order based on their effectiveness and how long they last. Number one was Moderna, which I'm a big talk.
That's crazy because Pfizer was the one they were pushing when it first came out.
I recently heard that Pfizer was the one that is the only one that's been FDA approved, but the one that they're doing is not the one that's FDA approved.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, but now, mind you, again, for my wife, a lot of them are leading to, like, hey, let's go get the Moderna one instead of a Pfizer. I'm like, what happened? Like, don't worry about it. Let's go get the Moderna.
Yeah, It lasts longer. It's a little more powerful than the Pfizer and then the J&J. And Moderna has recently announced that they're going to come up with a one-shot deal. So keep for that.
Right. I think of this as just like a flu shot at this point. It's just going to be something that I'm going to have to get once a year so I can keep doing my shows, you know?
Yeah, it's the, but, you know, the conspiracy theorists are going to tell you that it's this vaccine, you know, that's basically trying to get the one world order, you know, the one government order to make us all. And you know, listen, I am one, I'll say this, I'm not an Illuminati, but I will tell you this, there needs to be some thinning of the herd. You know, there's way too many people on this earth.
And, I like Thanos. Take it easy, Thanos.
Yeah, I feel like
people out of existence. My fucking
finger. You know, whoever made the virus agreed with you.
I mean, why not, right? I mean, there's got to be a way to do it. I mean, sometimes, you know, there's certain conspiracy, like people say, oh, you're conspiracy theorists and stuff. I go, look, there's a lot of conspiracies that were out there that came true, you know? I mean, it's still a conspiracy theory that John F. Kennedy was shot and killed by our own government, you know?
Yeah.
And I don't know where you believe in that, but we still haven't found out about that one yet. So whatever that is. Washington University student, I think, I don't know if this is Washington D.C. or Washington, the state Washington. We had the 20-year anniversary of 9/11 last week.
Isn't that long? Wow.
Yeah. Isn't that the weirdest thing? And that, you know, you're getting old, right?
You start hearing
news about, oh, this kid wasn't in the Marines. He wasn't even born during 9/11. You're like, what the fuck? Can that fucking happen?
I thought it was really it was suspicious to me that right when we pull out of Afghanistan, that all of these documentaries about 9/11 start showing up on Netflix and all these like specials are coming out on 9/11. Like they're really throwing 9/11 back in your face. And I was like, oh, okay. They really want to remind us why we're in Afghanistan. And then I remember like, oh, right. It's a 20-year anniversary. It just happened to be like a perfect storm. So they had all these documentaries and movies ready to go.
Absolutely. But there was a student at the Washington University. He's also the vice president of finance. He was caught on that day pulling up 2,977 American flags that were part of a memorial for those who died on that day.
Pulling them up? Like taking them out? Wow.
Somebody put a lot of work, man,
to make a statement. Dude, I think I'll be one or two. And then send an email. I'm like, how many?
Was he in an orange jumpsuit on the side of the road? Just like,
sign up, like, you know,
my service.
No, he was a student on campus, and somebody saw him doing it, so they filmed him. And this was, I love when people shut, I love the way the guy filmed it because he did it the right way. The guy was picking up, put him in these, you know, garbage bags. And the guy just came up and put the camera up, you know, and the guy got startled and he goes, well, hey, what's up? He goes, it's kind of weird you just come up and film me. He's like, yeah, it is, right? And then he fucking walked away and he just took the video and showed it. He didn't like say, stop what you're doing and shit. He just documented what happened. And it turns out that the guy, he's a Muslim kid. His name is Fadel Al-Kanani. And he is the, like I said, he is the vice president of the finance for the student loan department, or the student department, I should say. He got caught taking the bag of U.S. flags on campus during the thing. 2,977. You're right. And that's the first thing I thought, Kojo. I was like, wow, this fucking kid to pick up that. If Kojo came to me and says, hey, man, we're going to get these flags. I'm against this government and how they treat the Muslim people. I'm like, well, all right. How many are like, there's about 2,900. Well, go fucking get them yourself, dude.
We sent an email. Real quick. That's too much work, man. But then again, if you're up to bombing yourself up and blowing yourself as a suicide bomber, then 2,000 flags ain't shit. I'm sorry. I'm from Jersey. I make insensitive jokes. I apologize.
Well, unfortunately, you got scrambled a little bit in the beginning of that. And that audit.
Good. Yeah, no, Coach said nothing. Coach said nothing. Yeah.
It was one of Tyler's friends from Antifa. And saying,
Whoa, I'm neutral. I'm neutral. Neutral guy here.
Yeah. You know anybody from Antifa? Anybody?
I just wear a lot of black because I had an emo phase that I never grew up out of. It's unfortunate.
Hey, I'm offended. It's not a black shirt. It's African-American shirt. You know, just...
I want to see you walk a little bit. That's the only way I can recognize people from Antifa is how they walk.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I mean, back when a lot of this shit was going on in the summer, was that the summer of 2020? You know, I used to deal with armed security like when I was in my 20s. It was kind of like a you know, we take care of diplomats and high people. And it was armed security. It was a team of people with like Marines and all these other people. And me, my old martial arts instructor got me involved in it when I was in my mid-20s. You know, I used to get great money, dude. And I got this email from somebody back in that time, $1,000 a day.
Damn, back then?
No, $1,000 a day summer of 2020 to hunt down Antifa members and you know, find them in the streets in Portland. And you know, they house you and they give you $1,000 a day to be part of these militia groups to knock the fuck out of them.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I was packed out.
A lot of people thought that, you know, Black Lives Matter movement and Antifa were one. But if you really watch the videos and you really sit down and talk to people, like, yo, to my opinion, from what I heard from my personal friends out there, Antifa was fucking things up. It was making it really bad for the whole movement because, dude, why are you breaking that window? Now they're gonna blame it on us. Dude, put that brick down. What the fuck are you doing? Who the hell are you anyway? So there's a lot of that going on.
Yeah, the blacks and the Republicans were blaming Antifa for
shit. Like, if a black blame you for shit, for rioting, you know you fucking up.
Yeah, yeah. It was crazy. But at least a lot of that ended. But it's crazy. Like, you look at what's happening in Portland. Now, you're in Oregon, I should say. Oregon is so beautiful. I got to work out there a few times, right? I did one of those runs through Seattle and Portland and those casinos. And man, beautiful country, you know. But everybody who lives in Oregon sells edibles.
Edible. I mean, they legalized drugs in Oregon this last year. Like, you can have cocaine, heroin, anything now. They legalized all small amounts of drugs. They're just insane. And they're like doing the sell of psychedelics now. So you can like Yeah, man. Portland has opened up. Like, they have a lot of dudes in black that throw bricks through windows, but they're also selling you mushrooms. So it's like, you know.
How you can deal with it, you know.
Exactly.
Is Harvey still open?
I don't know if they've opened back up yet or not. I almost want to say they went under. I haven't really checked on them.
Harvey's Comedy Club?
Yeah, I know they were always on the fringe. But Helium's opened back up. Yeah, but I don't know too much about anything. I have my first show in Oregon's coming up in 2 weeks, but it's in Bend, Oregon, which is like, you know, just a white people resort a couple hours outside of Portland.
Do any of you have children?
No.
Ah, that's okay. That's how I'm like, wow, you're really traveling. Let's see, you have kids?
I got a dog. And he can't catch COVID, so.
It makes it a lot harder to move around.
Yeah.
I always thought my kids were going to put me in a nursing home, so I didn't have any.
Smart.
And then I realized when I wanted them, being in the martial arts since I'm 4 years old, I got kicked in the balls thousands of times. Some of now my nuts look like my nuts have cauliflower ears.
That was Taekwondo or karate? Which one was it, Taekwondo or karate?
I studied karates and different martial arts from like when I was 14, 15. But then when I was an adult out of college, I started Taekwondo and Hapkido. And those main styles that I really reached bigger levels at.
I broke my neck with Kung Fu being an asshole. Listen to the instructor.
Yeah, those instructors sometimes can be assholes. Let me tell you. I had to quit the last school I went to because he kept trying to bang my wife. It's like, you know, like every time he was teaching rape prevention.
That's not a joke. He's dead serious. That's not a fucking joke. He's dead serious.
Like every time he'd have a rape prevention movie, he's like, okay, hey, Kaylin, come over here and sit down, lay on the ground. And, hey, Dougie, go shut the lights off and everybody else go for a run for 2 minutes. 5 minutes. Give me that bottle.
Yeah. What I need.
And I'm like, dude, why don't you rape Bill? He hasn't been raped in a while.
you know. Damn shame.
Yeah, it's got to be hard. Like, you know, I was blessed like that because I could travel all over the place. One, because my job is on my laptop. You know, I manage money for a living, so as long as I have internet and a phone and a computer, I can go anywhere, which is really great. Now, the only thing that sucks sometimes when you're a gig, like I was just in Myrtle Beach all week. You know, I was working with people like, hey, let's go to this, let's do this. I'm like, in the morning, I got to be on the computer, dude. Till 4 o'clock, I got to work. So, yeah. And then I can do whatever I want. But it's great. You know, these fucking kids, man.
I hear that. Miles ago.
And that's how it ends. Fucking kids.
How old are your kids, Coach?
try this. How old do you think I am?
I don't know, 42.
You know, you look at me like he's black. He'd be like 18 or 80. We don't know.
Yeah.
I am 51.
Right.
With a three-year-old girl.
Oh, man.
Having a baby in your 50s is like breaking your hip in your 80s. It doesn't really heal right. The quality of life goes down, and it's probably going to kill you. That's exactly how I feel.
Well, at least you're already waking up early, though, right?
Oh, God. I don't want to be those old folks who wake up early for no damn reason, you know, just...
Your kid's going to be graduating high school, and you're going to be getting your fucking AARP.
No, their AARP already found me. You want to find a terrorist? Fuck CIA, FBI, get AARP. Those sons of bitches will find you anywhere.
Yeah, I hear you. I'm 54 now, so...
Really? I thought you were younger than me. Yeah. You look it. Yeah. That helps. Yeah, look at me.
What are you going to do? The question, though, was with this kid doing that, and he's in a liberal area. They're in the state of Washington. They just said, they haven't really done anything with me. They should expel the kid. What do you guys think?
Ooh, it's so funny. I mean, like, it's already, he's a person of color. So they're already like, I don't know if I want to touch this. And he's on like a board, and it's like, it is something that, you know, I don't know. I could see how people in Seattle would be like, this is too hot. I don't want to touch this shit.
Well, see, it's Seattle. If he was in New York, they'd have came. Oh, my God.
Oh,
they'd have
dragged
him to the streets. They'd have dragged him to New York.
If he was in New York, they'd have taken him to the top of the Freedom Tower and thrown him off.
Oh, they thought him off. No. It's a manhunt.
Yeah, no. Seattle, some people would probably be like, that was really brave of you, man. But you're going to have to, like, give us the flags back or something.
Give us our flags back. It's true. And, listen, I think they should at least take him off that committee. You know what I mean? You can't fuck with people's shit, because...
It seems like an unhinged thing to be doing, and I feel like there should be punishment for people who are unhinged.
You're right. He said that. That's what he said. He goes, I'm protesting how the American military has treated, Islamic and Muslim people around the world, with these wars and da-da-da-da-da. I'm like, yeah, but you're here at school.
you're right.
At school, you fuck.
And your protest infringes upon someone else's protest. So it's like, I think there's ways to do it. And at the same time, I believe they're not going to touch it. It's too hot up there. They're not going to mess with it.
I mean, nobody would have cared if you just grabbed a few of the flags.
But a 2,000 over to, dude.
Yeah.
I'm still thinking how to, no. Yeah.
That's bending a whole day.
My back would have been sore as shit by the...
What? No. I'm going to send out an email. I'm going to send out a scathing memo. Just...
Yeah, Tyler's a marketing guy. He said, free flags in the courtyard. Go get them.
Yeah, exactly. That's the way those flags picked up ASAP.
That's smart.
Yeah. Free flags, everybody. All right. Well, our last little topical story I thought was interesting. We had these Thriller Fight Club matches this weekend where they brought people back from the past, like Evander Holyfield.
Oh, that was so bad.
It was 50-something years old. You can't be in the ring, dude. He fought Vitor Belfort, who's an MMA champ, and he got the fuck knocked out of him in the first minute or so.
Yep. Vito's still pretty sharp, man. He's still pretty sharp.
And then, of course, we had Anderson Silva, an MMA UFC great, fighting Tito Ortiz, the bad man of, what the fuck is that beach, Valencia Beach or something like that, and he got the shit.
Huntington Beach?
There was a beach
Huntington
in California.
Beach?
Huntington,
isn't it Huntington?
Huntington Beach, yeah. Huntington Beach, bad boy, that's what he's called. But he got his shit kicked. He was the guy who was, who was he dating? He was dating that porn star.
Oh, what's her name? Oh, she's like the top porn star. Like, she's learned how to make money out of it, like hand over fist. What was her name? No, pun intended, fist.
Yeah, but he was banging her for a while, and he got caught some shit. And he was a bit of an asshole. I never liked Tito Ortiz, so he got the shit knocked out of him as well in the first round. But this was interesting. I don't know if you saw this at the MTV Awards. Not that anybody ever watches that anymore. That was Sunday night. Sunday night had the MTV Awards, and during the red carpet event, Conor McGregor got into a little spat with Machine Gun Kelly.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys know who this is, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's dating that chick from Transformers. What was his name?
Megan Fox?
Megan Fox. Yes. Yeah.
Oh. Good for him. Good for her, actually. For Good for her.
They've been at it for a while now, actually.
Yeah, they've been serious. And I never heard of this guy. You know, I'm not into that type of, you know, local pop music, whatever it is. But the guy's got some talent. He plays a guitar and everything. And I guess Conor McGregor walked up to him and says, I want to take a photo, you know. And the guy says, nah. And then Conor said, what? And then he got fucking pissed, and that guy pushed Conor. I mean, he still has that broken leg. He's still walking with a cane from that fucking injury he got in that last fight. And then he threw a drink, and it went nuts. And some people think it's going to be setting up a fight.
That's hilarious.
Who do you think would win, Conor McGregor or Machine Gun Kelly?
I would really hope Conor McGregor. I don't even know his fucking name. I'm so Conor bad. The Irish guy.
I think he's that guy that's coming down off of his height of fame, and it never feels good, you know. So any little, you know, any kind of like adversity will set him off, you know. It's like, if you're here and you're doing your best to stay here and it doesn't seem to be working, you're slowly going down and no one recognizes you, no one wants to take a picture with you, no one cares anymore, it's an extra sting, you know.
So you gotta ask her. Machine Gun Kelly didn't want to, you know, and what a name, Machine Gun Kelly. I mean, you know what I mean? I'm going to think I'm going to change my name from Dougie Almeida to...
I don't think it's his real name.
Yeah, you don't think that's in his person.
That's like getting turned down by the ugly girl at school. Like, no thank you. I'm like, oh, what?
Yeah, right.
Where's my life going?
He didn't even want the photo, I'm sure. It's like for his kid or something. Like, my niece or some shit's a fan of you.
Didn't matter. Get away.
I think Kojo's right, though. I think Machine Gun Kelly went. He's at the top of his game right now. Mm-hmm. And he saw Conor McGregor, who's at the bottom of his game.
Well,
and, you know, I mean, it might even get in deeper that if you watched the last fight when Conor McGregor was screaming out all that stupid shit, mm-hmm. you know, I fucked your wife, your wife's in my DMs. He lost it. He really lost it. You know, he's not been very professional ever. He's gotten arrested for throwing shit at a bus and stuff. So, and he does have his proper whiskey.
That old man didn't want, and he threw it. I think did he hit him? Or hit him with a drink. What did he threw a drink?
I threw a drink at him there, but and it's just liquid. You're at a club. You're not getting a glass drink. You're probably getting some fucking plastic, you know, Tupperware type drink.
Right.
You know what I mean? But
if they're setting up a fight, I think that's a brilliant way to set up that. It's almost like, you know, fantasy wrestling or that WrestleMania style. It's almost unreal what they're doing. If that's what they're doing, that's a genius marketing. But it could easily be that guy's just totally unhinged. Machine Gun Kelly's like, I don't want to take a photo with this drunk guy. And maybe he didn't even recognize him because he's like, you know, I don't know if he even watches fighting or not. He has a pink guitar. You're going to say like, does he know him? I don't fucking know.
Well, he had, by the way, Conor McGregor was wearing a pink jacket then.
Yeah, he was.
Mm.
And, maybe he got pissed at you. Hey, you trying to copy my fucking guitar, Rick? You hack?
Yeah. I think were they both wearing pink? I think I...
and I must admit, being a black person, I was like, wow, that's a nice pink jacket.
Yeah.
They want to get one of those.
You don't have to be black to appreciate a pink jacket, man.
No, don't be so racist. Jesus, you may not believe this, but when I was in high school, I was a big, huge Prince fan. So I used to wear, like, to a homecoming dance, I wore a purple fucking suit with a ruffled fucking checkered.
Woo! Yeah.
High heels.
Dude. How old are you, man? How old are you?
Me? I'm 37.
Fucking you, how old are you? Yeah. He might not understand how big it was, Doug, you know, to dress like the idols back then, like in like the Michael Jackson and the Prince. You could be the strongest dude in the school. You wore ruffles that year. You know, you wore ruffles.
Dude, the sisters loved me then. The sisters loved me at high school. And, you know, I was a big Prince fan. I even played in a band called Sightless Cry where I was the lead singer, and we did cover fucking Prince songs. So I got a lot of ass being Prince.
Well, that's right, New York. Yeah, things were... Yeah, I bet you did, Dougie. I bet you did.
And then, but getting back to the fight thing, though, considering, like we were just talking about, Tyler was just saying, you know, promoting that fight, who would be, make it interesting, who do you think would be some good people you'd like to see in the ring whether they're actors, politicians, you know, famous people who, like, yeah, we did one time on my podcast, we thought it'd be funny if Joe Biden and Trump actually got into a fight. You know, that would be fucking funny.
That's how it should be. Oh, man. No wars. Let the two heads of the countries, two heads of the you know, different warring countries go at it. Yeah. Putin and Trump will actually, Putin, Trump against Biden, you know, because it's like a tag team.
Dude, that'd be a great way to settle elections. I'd actually pay more attention to politics if they were like, all right, we're going to vote for the guy. We're just going to have him fight, and then that party wins.
Yeah, like back in the days with the king, like who's a strong king, you know?
Exactly.
Yeah, and or their knight. And you know what? And like I think, like, okay, so you'd have Biden and Trump fight, but then you'd that and you have a joke off. You're like, okay,
Trump's going to win.
You know Trump would win. Yeah, I think Trump would win both those, to be honest. Yeah.
I'm not a Trump fan, but I can tell you off the top, he's sharper and he looks more active. So, yeah, Trump going to win. He'd mop him.
That's the one thing I missed, those fucking press conferences, because that was comedy gold, dude.
It was. I didn't like him for the country, but, oh, my God, I couldn't stop watching. I was waiting. I was like, is there a Trump show on tonight?
It was great shit, dude. I don't know who else I'd like to see. I'd like to see Joey Behar get into the ring from The View with Candace Owens. Matter of fact, the news is that Candace Owens and Whoopi Goldberg, not Candace Owens, Joey Behar and Whoopi Goldberg are flipping out because the producers of The View are thinking about bringing Candace Owens onto that show.
Wow.
Now,
I'd watch it. They know what they're doing.
I think that'd be great. She's as smooth as shit, man, Candace. Oh, yeah. You don't play.
I don't know any of these people.
He just doesn't want Antifa at his fucking door tomorrow. How dare you with those Republican cocksuckers? And he's like, Chojo's, I'm out. I'm from Jersey.
Yeah, but yeah.
All right. It's that time of the show, fellas, where we do the news is a joke. This is where we bring up news stories, or I found news stories from around the world, and we're supposed to make them funny. How do you like that? You guys ready?
Let's try.
All right. Our first story, actually, I'm just going to read the headline because it's a bit of a weird story, but sex can relieve nasal congestion and another work honored by the 2021 IG Nobles. There's a funny thing every year they do. It's the IG Nobles, which is spoofing the Nobel Peace Prize, or, you know, the prizes for the Nobel Peace Prize and all that shit. And so one of the things they came out with, these scientists that are doing studies of some sort, you know, they hung a rhinoceros upside down to see if something.
That's what that video was. That picture was a rhinoceros. Oh my God. Okay. Yeah.
But one of the things that scientists actually found out for this was that sex can relieve nasal congestion.
That makes sense. I feel like just getting a workout going. Like I remember somebody teaching me that if I had my nose plugged, to just do a couple push-ups, it'll like open back up. So that makes sense to me. Yeah. I mean, I'll go the extra mile. I'll have sex, I guess. And I don't think that'll convince my girlfriend even more. Like, hey, babe, I got a stuffy nose. Can we fuck? You know, just like, yeah, I really want that whistle on top of me.
I was dating a girl back in Jersey. And she cleared my nasals even before we had sex. That's how bad she stunk. So
I was gonna say I've gone diving down there and I got my nose stuffed. So I don't know if that's where the fuck you got in that shit, man. It's nuts. So yeah, so you never know. You're right, that would be great. Honey, I wanna fuck. What are you, horny? No, I just got a stuffy nose.
He's got a stuffy nose. This is the maintenance fuck.
I ran out of NyQuil, so bend over.
Yeah.
Here's a great story. Spanish bishop resigns to pursue a relationship with satanic-tinged erotic fiction author. Now, this guy was high-ranking. He actually met the Pope and everything. And he met a woman who just writes about the devil. And he's like, oh, she's hot.
How good is your stuff that you can have someone change denomination? How good is it that you can flip someone's religion? I never want to come across that kind of sex in my life.
Mm-mm. That'd be great. I bet you he's like, she's very imaginative.
Yes.
You know, after spending some time with her, you know, this devil guy's not so bad. You know, and you know what? At least, thank God, we have a priest who's not with little boys. I mean, you know,
that's, I was going to say, at least that's the good title about this. The good, the good spin.
So what? She loves the devil, but she's a woman.
That just brings things to me. Two suck.
That's how they were trying to convince him to stay. Like, can't you just stay and fuck kids like the rest of us? This is an embarrassment. You're embarrassing the church by leaving for a state tennis.
How dare you disgrace the church by sleeping with a woman? Yeah, good for him. But hey, sometimes like you got a call, you know, sometimes that's your calling. You know, he spent his whole life, you know, being, he's a high ranking official in the church. He's, you know, what did I say? He's a bishop. And he meets a woman who, you know, writes about the devil and shit.
Yeah, he got that call at 3 o'clock in the morning and he never went home after that. But I'm telling you, that's
3 o'clock. I don't want you guys to get in trouble with your current ladies, but have you ever did anything really crazy? Was any woman that made you in your past make you just kind of go nuts and do something really crazy that you wouldn't do?
I mean, that's why they're all in my past, bro.
there's no, honestly, because I never got the chance to, because they usually left me, you know, like, okay, well, I never got a chance to do something crazy because, like, yeah, I'm going back to my boyfriend. All right, what are you going to do?
They kept leaving you.
Yeah, they kept leaving me. So.
God damn, Kojo. It must not be true what they say about all black guys.
It's not. Trust me, I did a show at a nudist resort. We're not all built the same. Trust me.
Oh my God. You had to be nude to perform?
No, but everyone else was. This dude, I'm telling you right now, I'm not trying to deviate the subject. This black dude walked in, buck naked. His stuff was damn near hitting the ground. It stopped my performance. I was in the middle of a joke. Like, yeah, you know, I got this dog in. I had to stop and look at him. That's how long it was. I'm like, wow, I'm inferior. Yeah. The half of me is from Africa. Apparently, the top half, because this dude is huge.
I was going to say, because if I was performing, I'd be probably standing up there with looking like an honest Pinocchio. you know? Hey, look at that guy.
It took me a second to put that visual in my head. Good one, Doug. It took me a second.
Yeah, that's a punchline. You'll love this. You guys love this story. I moved. I don't know if you know this, but I've moved from Florida.
I saw that.
Greenville, South Carolina, a few months ago.
I saw that. Yeah.
We love it. Great, fun comedy scene here. Great kids.
Good.
But I went to one of my first open mics, and this one guy, black guy, not that it matters. I'm just telling you. But he was like, he was just like a lot, like, how do you say, just freestyle.
Just top of your head. Yeah.
So I do a joke. I do that line in one of my threesome bits, you know, and it comes up to me. I think, man, that's funny as shit. Honest Pinocchio, man. I'll be honest with you. I'm going to have to use that. And I go.
So he's telling you he's going to steal your shit.
I go, what?
That's pretty much you did.
Yeah. And the other two younger comics are standing there. They're like sitting there. And I go, and the other's like, they were just like, you know, because they know the guy. And I go, look at him. I go, hey, dude, you use any of my fucking material. Things aren't going to go well for you, bro. I'll tell you that right now.
Set straight.
Admitted it right to me. Hey, I don't know if you heard this, but Taco Bell wants you to send back your used sauce packets.
What?
You didn't hear this?
No.
They're running out of sauce. So, you know, I mean, every time I ever go somewhere, like especially Arby's, they'll go, you want sauce? I'm like, no, I don't need the Arby's sauce. I just like my Arby's the way it is. I usually get a beef and cheddar. I already has shit on it.
The whole point of going to Arby's is for the sauce,
though.
You
say unused packets or used packets?
Unused packets.
Unused.
So they're going to make...
Oh. I thought you said used, too. Nope. I was like...
Thank you for telling me. Thank you for warning me.
Put it back in. I'm going to get them off my sandwich.
I'll do you one better. I'll send my whole meal back. I can't eat that, man. I don't know if you guys are on the young kid app, the TikTok, if you watch the TikTok vids, but somehow on my algorithm, I got like corporate employees being honest. And I saw this guy from a butcher. He's like, we just sell our beef to Taco Bell. And this is why I don't eat at Taco Bell. And he talks about all the reasons why he doesn't eat there. Because he starts at the starting point where the cow gets killed. And he's like, I won't eat that fucking shit. And I'm like, I'm not going to eat it either. If the people who work there won't eat it, I ain't going to eat it.
Yeah. Every time I've ever eaten at Taco Bell, I've gotten the rumbles 20 minutes later. Like, you know what I mean? I just had to go shit my
The White Cast rumbles. The White Cast rumbles, that's the top of the line right there, boy.
Yeah, I don't remember where we were, but there was a White Castle when I was with my wife. Oh, we were in. We went to Nashville. I did a spot at the Comedy Bar down there in Nashville, and so they had a White Castle there. My wife's like, "What is that?" You know, I've never seen that. I ain't gonna eat there, honey. Especially if we got a 4-hour drive home.
God no! You never make it.
Yeah, it says here Taco Bell has plans in place to, recycle some of the 8 billion pounds of used sauce packets.
Wow.
That go into U.S. landfills every year.
Please tell me it's a joke. Please tell me it's like a Snopes has to like fact find it kind of thing.
Oh, here's how it works. Customers sign up for a TerraCycle account, collect empty sauce packets in a recyclable container, print a free shipping label from TerraCycle's website, and ship the box back to the UPS. Taco Bell will display QR codes and other signage in various parts of the restaurant to promote the program and encourage signups.
I think it's great, man. I feel like eventually these companies are going to have to be responsible for all of the garbage that's in our waters and polluting our lands. So it's like, if you go out there and you see all these Starbucks and Taco Bell logos on like all this shit, granted, it's shitty people that are throwing it out there, but they're picking it up from these people. So they should, they're eventually going to get fined for it. So just starting the incentive just makes sense to me.
I see where you're getting at. I'm thinking they're going to use it again.
That makes more sense. Yeah,
nothing pisses me off worse than waste. Like things are wasted. Like when they, I hate that. Like you go to McDonald's and they give you like 15 packets of fucking ketchup. I'm like, the fuck you think I'm gonna do all this ketchup? You know?
Yeah.
And stuff like that. And I'm really against garbage and pollution. You know, I had a friend of mine one time. I won't mention his name. He's really like Greenpeace. He's like all for the global warming and all this shit. And I'm like, yeah. And I'm working with him one time. We stopped on the way back to the condo at a club, working at a club. And we get McDonald's, whatever. We get a drink and he takes the fucking straw thing off and he throws it out the window.
Like the paper?
Yeah. I looked at him. I go, what the fuck did you just do? He's like, what do you mean? I go, you're all fucking pollution and global warming and fucking the earth. And you just threw fucking paper out my window?
His defense, that is biodegradable in like 2 weeks.
The paper
is biodegradable. The plastic, not so much. But
I forgot what TV show it was I saw, but it reminded me because one time I was eating, I had a banana and I threw the banana peel out the window. And
I got no problems with that. I'm like, that's nature, bro.
Yeah, my friend says, what are you doing? I go, it's fucking biodegradable. And then it was like 2 weeks later, I saw this TV show where a guy threw same story. It was like, who the fuck? The guy threw a banana peel out the window and the cop pulled him over. He goes, man, it's a banana peel. It's biodegradable. He goes like, okay, so I guess if I was to drive down your street and shit out my window, it's okay because it's biodegradable. I'm like, I'm going to step in it.
Yeah,
speaking of shit, new story, new Rumba promises poop-a-copalypse. Poop-a-copalypse.
Syllables.
Poop. Apocalypse horror stories are a thing of the past. I don't know if you guys ever use the Roomba, like the machine that kind of vacuums your fucking house.
Oh yes,
wherever,
iRobot, whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I guess some people that own dogs or pets, probably dogs, because cats usually shit in a litter box. But usually, if you have one, people just say, "Oh, I'm gonna leave the thing going with my dog if I'm gonna be away for a while." And then what the dog does, it takes a shit.
Oh no.
And then the Roomba comes and gets it all in the fucking Roomba. So you talk about science.
So they figured out a way to not do that. Like when it hits poop, it's going to shut off.
Yeah.
Just like me.
It stops running when it smells shit.
Exactly. That's great, man. I wish my dog would just do that on his own, but I don't even need the Roomba for him to spread shit all over my apartment.
Hold on a second. All right, we're back.
So I got a dog during the quarantine and, he is definitely shit, stepped in his own shit and then ran all the way around the house. And it's just like, no,
my dog eats it.
God, I would trade in a heartbeat. Trade in a heartbeat.
Oh, but wait. His stomach can't take it, so he regurgitates it. There we go.
As long as it's outside.
Yeah. Oh, no, it's always inside. Always inside.
Always. That's got to be like the nastiest turn. Regurgitating. Yes, turn.
The dog just likes recycling. That's all. The dog. Dog shitting and then eating his shit and then shitting it again.
He's like, it's biodegradable. It's biodegradable. What do you want from me?
Know the science. I had a dog. My dog Pepper used to do that. She would eat her shit. Like, because what happens is it gets dry sometimes sitting in the lawn out back, and they think it's food, right? And then you're like, you're right. I remember my Jack Russell, my poor boy, we had to put him down a couple months ago. He did that. He took a shit like and then a little dog, a little Jack Russell. He took a big shit and he walked and he didn't realize it was in the grass. And all of a sudden he walked in, and I'm like, what?
And this, and you get stuck. You're like, what is this? Oh, you're at there, Doug.
Yeah, I'm here. And then, okay. and then he comes and jumps on you. Crazy shit, man.
Yeah, dude. Those dogs are so nasty. They are so nasty. Ugh. I'm getting mine trained. I've saved up quite a bit, and I'm sending him to boarding school. I feel like such a suburban white parent right now, where I'm like, somebody's got to fix him. I'm sending him to school. I got him little dog drugs to try and mellow him out.
That's funny. Yeah, man. I had the same thing for my dog. I had to give him like almost like tails type, just pretty much doggy weed to calm him down.
Yeah, I give him some of my weed. I'm just like, here you go, man. Just be more like me and sit on this couch.
my dog, one time, was doing a podcast in my house, and my buddy, who my co-host, would always bring. He was my weed dealer, and he would bring me. And one time, we'd have a little pre-show ritual. We'd always go out back by the pool in the house in Florida, and we'd smoke, you know, and then we'd go do the podcast. One time, we smoked half a joint, and we left the half on the table, and we. And then, you know, I guess it had fallen, or the dog went up there and ate it. So when we got done doing the podcast, we walk out and my dog's in the kitchen, like, and he's like peeing slowly. He's like,
oh no.
And then of course I had to take him to the vet, and they're like, what do you think happened to the dog? I'm like, well, I think he ate my friend's weed.
Yes. And that seems additional to myself.
Based on the vet, veterinarian, what they said, it happens a lot. And a lot of people said that they usually are fine. They usually sleep it off, but they can end up going into a coma if they eat too much, depending on how much that is.
Oh, yikes.
Have you ever smoked too much weed, Tyler?
Oh, yeah. Dude, I've never figured it out. Constant battles. When dabs became really popular, I've had a few mistakes when that was a thing. But for the most part, I got a pretty high tolerance.
Now, dabs, let me make sure we're clear on this. When I was in Tulsa, the Looney Bin a couple months ago or so, I ended up going, I took one night and just went to eat. It was my night off, and I went to this place to eat by myself, a steakhouse, really nice place. And I met this guy there. He was there. He must be a local, because everybody, all the waitresses and the girl, the hot bartender, knew him and everything. And we started bullshitting and stuff, and he liked my AC/DC shirt, whatever the fuck, we're all bullshitting. And he didn't seem like a crazy person. That's always the way it starts. So, says, yeah, man, he goes, if you want, you want to meet me? We're gonna, there's a live band at this club over there. I'm like, well, I've Ubered here. He's like, I'll give you a fucking ride. I'm like,
no.
Yeah. Usually you don't want to go anywhere after the show with anybody, right? That's real.
Right.
But I felt good because this is a really nice restaurant and everybody knew him. You know what I mean? So I figured, all right, fuck it. So he says, hey, let's go back to my place first.
Oh.
I'm thinking, guy's going to fuck me in the ass. So
that's how it starts.
I'm a big guy. This guy was a big dude. So he used to be a professional baseball player. So I'm thinking, oh, I'm getting. But anyway, long story short, cool guy, real nice house. We get there, and his son has one of these pipes. You know, these
dab rigs.
Dab rigs, yeah. And it had like a little metal ball in it.
Mm-hmm.
And he would drop the wax or whatever it was.
Oh yeah.
I smoke. I mean, I'm not like a fucking rookie. I smoke, and I hit one hit off that thing, dude, and I was fucked up. Like, I felt like we walked back out to go to the bar, and I missed a step walking in the garage, and I fell on my fucking face.
Yeah.
It's so high, dude.
It's insane what they're doing. Like, I don't know how familiar you are with dabs or just concentrates in general, but essentially what they're doing is they're stripping all the trichomes, all of the THC and cannabinoids are just being stripped off the plant and into this concentrate. So when you normally smoke weed, it's anywhere between 14 to like 25% cannabis, but in this it's like 90% cannabis, 90% sorry, THC. So it just you just get ripped off that shit. it ruins your life. It can ruin your life.
It was one hit, bro. It was one hit, and I was like,
yeah, yeah, dude. I my website is whosmokesweed.me, and I barely do dabs because I'm just like, I don't know if I want to do that, bro. Like, I still want to be able to function tomorrow. I want to be able to get up in the morning, you know.
One of my buddies has a big place in Boulder City, Colorado. My friend Brian, and one time we're doing a pop, my other podcast, hanging with Mark and Dougie, my longtime friend from school. We do it. But we had his friend Brian, who has his own dispensary, like his own growing area, you know.
Nice.
But I was having these pains back then too, these neck pains, my pinched nerves and shit. And they gave me this tar. He goes, here, they put a little tube and they put this little thing on my finger, like just the black, it looked like black tar. And he goes, take it. He goes, you put it on the edge, just scrape it on the back of your teeth. And I swear to God, dude, for almost 3 days, I had no pain. Like, I felt I wasn't fucked up, but I didn't feel any of that pain. And my chiropractor must know this shit. He goes, yeah. He goes, that just completely blocks the pain receptors. It just completely,
what is it?
It's like, I don't even know what it is, but it was just like tar. Like he said, what they do is they take all the shit from the weed and they grind it up and they put it all in there, and it's like tar. It's like a little,
yeah. It's probably like rosin, which is a alcohol extract. That's why it ends up turning out a little bit more black. But yeah. That's also another concentrate. Like the clear stuff, it's called BHO or shatter. That's usually made with butane, and then rosin or RSO, usually made with alcohol. Either way, it just strips the THC off the plant, and it's just a good way to make it a concentrate. It fucks you up real good.
Well, I know. I finally found a connection here in my new home in Greenville, South Carolina. So after the show, I'm going to celebrate my own 420 way and have a nice session. My wife is in Florida right now. She doesn't come home until tomorrow, so I got the house to myself.
Hey.
I mean, so it's going to have porn on the TV, not on my iPad.
Wait, yeah. Cast it. Chromecast.
I'm telling you, dude.
Meat on the table.
Right, meat on the table. I ordered a deep dish pizza yesterday for lunch. Oh. So and I'm going to have that. I'm going to put the porn on the 84-inch TV, whatever the fuck it is, the 8K TV we bought. Fucking great. Being old with money, oh, it's a pleasure. And no kids. Sorry, dude. Well, anyway, guys, that's all we have time for here on the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. I want to thank my friend Kojo Prince for joining us today, and of course Tyler Smith.
Thanks for having me as well.
You got it, guys, and it's plug time. So, Kojo, anything coming up?
Oh yeah, I got a string of run of shows doing a private show on the 16th, then the 17th. I'm doing Margaritaville in Orlando through Bonkers, of course. Then on Sunday, the 19th, I'm at the Orlando Improv with Matt Fernandez, and also Sloan.
Oh, yeah. Some of you guys, Tampa Comics, all there.
Yes.
Stuff. Hey. And how about you, Tyler?
I just got a run of dope shows, and I'm going to be at Tacoma Comedy Club next Tuesday as I'm the celebrity judge for the Voice Comedy Competition. Anybody wants to see that shit? That was a terrible way of plugging it. It's I'm not even on the show, but I'll be there. Is why
I'll be in attendees.
And he's in marketing.
But no, next weekend I got the dope show at Tacoma Comedy Club, and then the weekend after that, dope show in Bend and Spokane, and I'll be with Jay Hollingsworth. So it should be a great one.
Jay's awesome. Jay's actually let me crash at his pad when I'm in Vegas.
Nice.
Yeah, he's a good dude. So next week, this Thursday through Sunday, I'll be at the Comic Strip in El Paso. Then I'm going to be in Vegas all week at the World Series of Comedy doing some local shows there.
Say hi to me. Watch me.
And then I'm going to be at Jay's place because I'm going to be featuring at Stir Crazy in Phoenix on October 1st and 2nd. And so I didn't want to fly all the way back to the East Coast. So why not stay in Vegas for another week?
Why not, man?
Before you go back. So go to DougieAlmeida.com for more dates. Follow our show on Twitter at Wake Up Dougie, and on Instagram at The Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. Follow me on Instagram at Dougie Dangerous, and on TikTok at Funny Fiduciary. I got kicked off Twitter with my Dougie Dangerous, so
Political views, I'm guessing.
This one lady from England didn't like we were politically debating something, a topic.
In England?
Yeah. And then she started making fun of me. She was like, oh, you're fat. You're probably alone. You're probably miserable. I go, listen, I would step over your naked body to blow the corpse of Freddie Mercury.
Damn.
That was considered a dangerous talk.
He offended the queen. Get it?
God save the queen. Anyway, guys, thanks again for joining us. We thank you all for being with us. I'm going to try to do some shows when I'm out on the road. And so stay tuned for that. If not, we'll put some best up, guys. Thanks again for joining us, you too. And be safe out there. Make them laugh. And we'll be back next time right here at the same spot. Take care.
Have a good night. Wake up!